For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They also carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Dr. Judy Seeger, a naturopathic doctor with more than 30 years of experience in the field of natural complementary alternative medicine. She was the director of River of Life Health Center, a holistic health clinic, and she continues her accelerated healing system. And our subject today is a three-step strategy for detoxification and ozone therapy at home for stellar results. So we'll be talking about that. I did want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Seeger. She specializes in detoxing the body. And the purpose of this is to make sure all the toxins are removed. She speaks internationally along with creating training videos and offering detox retreats. A unique pioneering professional in the field of alternative medicine, Judy's primary focus is on detoxing from all diseases. So I want to welcome you to the show, Dr. Seeger.
Thank you so much, Dana. I really appreciate being on here and being able to share with your listeners how detox can really change things around for them. It'll be an exciting show.
Well, I think we ought to get to the basics, first of all, for those that might not be familiar. I explain to patients that our bodies are trying to detox all the time, but there are more challenges. So could you go into detoxification, the basics of it?
Yeah, so the very basic definition is that any toxin that comes into your body that your body cannot use is considered a toxin. And that's as basic as it gets. And that just simply means that all the pollution and we get from the water, from the food that we eat, from the chemicals in our homes, to all these different things that are inundating our body, our body can't handle it, and it looks at it as a toxin. And so it comes into our body, and typically the elimination organs, your skin, your lungs, your bowels, your kidneys, your liver, all are supposed to get rid of those toxins that we're inundated with every day. But the challenge, of course, is that the body just gets too much, right? So you've been in this business a long time, Dana. I have been too, and we are seeing the toxic overload absolutely insane. And so our body just can't take it anymore. I know back in the day, in the 1960s, 1970s, the average American dinner, and that was, remember, that was mostly your steak and potatoes and vegetables, had maybe, they said, about 400 or 500 different chemicals on the food. That's what they had studied and discovered, about 400 or 500 different chemicals. Now there's tens of thousands of chemicals on the average dinner plate. And so the body is just inundated. And so as it's trying to deal with it, it has to do something with it. And first, the thing it does is it stores it. Where does it store these toxins? In the fat cells. All of us have fat on some level. Some have more than others, some have more where we don't want it, but we all have fat on some part of our body, and that's where the toxins are stored. So as the program goes on, we'll talk about detoxing. We'll talk about how that affects our health. But that's the very basics to understand for people so they know exactly what it is, how it's coming in, and how the body has to deal with it.
Well, that's an excellent explanation. And I tell my patients that our cells have disposals. And some people have small disposals and cannot tolerate much of the external exogenous sources of toxins, while others have more efficiency in their detoxification disposals. And that seems to make sense to people. I said, you know, if you have a small disposal and it's just you and your husband and that's all, the disposal can handle it. But if your neighborhood decides to come in and dump their garbage, you're in trouble. And I see that is a good explanation of how the body gets overwhelmed and is just recycling toxins. Can you go into that a little bit? And also how to detoxify daily. This is something just like brushing one's teeth. I came out of dentistry, and we don't just brush our teeth once a year. We're flossing and brushing on a daily basis. So can you carry on the discussion of detoxification? What can be done daily?
Right. So to answer your first question about recycling the toxins, your liver is, you know, got over 500 functions that we know of at this point. And it's a big organ to help to filter out the different toxins. And like I mentioned, then they get out from the elimination organs. But the challenge is that, like you say, the body has to recycle it and try to figure out what to do with it. And the challenge is that if the liver is congested, which, for example, people who have gone through or are going through a cancer healing journey, and they have had chemo, radiation, or surgery where there's lots of medication given, so the liver takes the biggest hit. And so it cannot deal with the excess toxins. It's like overloaded, and the liver becomes inflamed. And then so the challenge is, well, then how is the liver going to get rid of those extra toxins? And so it will do one of two things. It will try to get rid of it quickly. And if there's a blockage in the colon, then the liver says, hey, I can't go down. I need to come up. And next thing you know, there's a lot of nausea and even vomiting. And that's typically what people are most familiar with, that detoxing includes going through this nausea period. But in all the years now that I've done detoxing, and I usually work with people with very serious illnesses, they don't have that anymore because I've learned what it takes to, like you say, get the body ready for detoxing and doing it on a regular basis so that the body doesn't have to deal with quite so much stress, and then they don't get these typical reactions of vomiting and nausea. So how to do it on a daily basis, little bit at a time, not too much, because the body really does have, if it's given the right tools, knows how to get rid of it on a regular basis. So every single day, one of the first things I tell folks is that the biggest detoxification organ is your skin. And so through the skin, if you're sweating on a regular basis, meaning you go out for a walk, and especially right now in the summer, it's nice and hot, and it's very easy to work up a sweat. The challenge is people are not sweating hardly at all. I just had a retreat here, and all four of the people said they don't sweat. By the fourth day, we had them all sweating. And so that was, But how do we do that? Well, yes, you need to sweat through walking or light exercise. But a very easy way that opens up the pores is a few things. One is not to put any heavy lotions on your body. And that includes olive oil, coconut oil, which a lot of people think are nice natural substitutes. But that also plugs up your pores. Dr. Bernard Jensen, back 20 years ago, taught me, he says, listen, just do the dry skin brushing. And he was 90-something years old at that time. He had beautiful skin, a beautiful head of hair, blue eyes. He's a very, very famous nutritionist. I'm sure you know him.
Oh, yes.
And he just had beautiful skin. And I walked away from that conference and I said, that's it, dry skin brushing. So dry skin brushing, what that does is opens up the pores and allows the skin to breathe the way it's supposed to, and it gets off the excess dead layer on the outer layer of the skin. And then as the pores open, then it starts to go and do what it's supposed to do, which is get rid of the toxins from the inside out. And so as the dry skin brushing also stimulates the lymphatic system, it also gets the pores open. Next thing you know, you're sweating. So it's very simple. It's a little $10 health food store. You brush every day 10, 15 minutes. And next thing you know, when you start going into a sauna or exercising, you're going to start sweating. So that's the very, very first thing I tell people to do every single day is to do the dry skin brushing with the sweating for faster results. Now, the liver and colon are a whole other thing, and there's many things that we could talk about there. But doing something where you're drinking to stimulate the liver is very important. And what's the number one thing that stimulates the liver is bitter foods. Bitter is better is how we always say. And so something that is bitter. So bitter herbs are my favorite. So dandelion root, yellow dock root, Oregon grapefruit, there's many out there. And drinking just one cup a day. Sometimes people like to take it in a tincture form. That's fine. But that helps to stimulate the liver on a daily basis. Or even just having lemon water. Lemon water, of course, helps to get the liver filtering and getting rid of those toxins. But lemon, if you drink too much, challenge now. All my biological dentist friends are yelling at us and saying, you know, that it's killing the tooth and animal. And we don't want people to be drinking quite so much lemon water. And I'm like, well, okay, I understand. So, you know, then we switch it up a little bit. So the liver detox tea, having something to do for the colon, make sure there's good bowel movements every day and the skin. And that's a good, simple regime that people could do on a daily basis. It's not too harsh. It's easygoing. You don't want to stress the body out too much. And then the body could handle the detoxification process better.
Well, those are really good basics. I worked with a doctor who always said, Mickey Mantle said, go back to the basics at least once a week. And I think sometimes we forget that in this field. Right. We get focusing on very singular nutrients or very singular subjects, and we don't get back to basics. And I just want to remind listeners that it is healthy to have a bowel movement 1 to 2 or even 3 times a day, and it should be formed and easy to eliminate. And I think that's basic, and a lot of people may not be aware and be thinking that they're fine if they're eliminating every 3 or 4 days, and that's a problem. What happens when somebody doesn't eliminate more regularly?
Well, the colon, the large intestine, is about 5 or 6 feet long. And I remember Dr. Jensen teaching us and saying, look at the colon first because death begins in the colon, which is a pretty strong statement, actually. But I have found over the years that for sure that colon, when it's plugged up, and that could mean anything from diverticulosis to having polyps to having strictures to having irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, many, many things that go on with the colon. And what happens is the colon is plugged up in any part of the area. So that could be the ascending colon, the transverse colon, the descending colon, all three of the major portions. Then the food is stuck in there. And what happens is the byproduct of the foods that we eat gets in there. And next thing you know, not only do you start getting a bigger belly, but what happens is that the body has the food starting to rot. And that's where we get bad breath. That's where we start getting body odor. And that's where we start trying to cover it up. And I'm like, no, like that's not really what is the issue. It's the colon.
Well, we're going
and
to
so
do
it. So it has to be moved.
Let's keep this conversation going in the next segment because it's too important, and I'd like to expand on it. And if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you experience occasional sleeplessness? Pure Encapsulations Sleep Solution offers a unique blend of magnesium, glycine, thiamine, and melatonin to support relaxation, sleep onset, and healthy sleep quality to encourage restful sleep throughout the night. This convenient, single-serve, ready-to-drink bottle is designed for easy on-the-go use, perfect for all your summer travel. Sleep Solution can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I want to remind you about Village Green's IQUHealth.com. That's IQYOU health.com. And they're your resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via laboratory findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. And the term they use is epibiogenetics, and I really like that term. The information you get is like a blueprint. It's a blueprint of your current health issues and your predispositions. So findings and recommendations can be shared with your healthcare providers. So that's IQUHealth.com. Now, we've been having an interesting discussion with Dr. Judy Seeger, who's a naturopathic doctor with more than 30 years of experience in the field of natural complementary alternative medicine. And we're talking about detoxification strategies. So we were talking about the colon and toxins accumulating. And my understanding is that we absorb those toxins because if our elimination is sluggish, then we are going to reabsorb them. Is that the case, Dr. Seeger?
Yeah, it actually does get reabsorbed and it's stored in the fat, like I mentioned earlier. And so it is important to keep your weight at a minimal level and making sure that, or optimal level, to make sure that your body is not keeping on to that. But that's just only a part of it. Weight loss is certainly not going to help to get rid of the toxins that are still there. So you have to get active in a regular detox program. So back in 2010, for example, I had gotten Lyme disease when I was down here walking on the beaches in Florida. And I knew immediately it was Lyme. And I was like, wow, this is very interesting. I was in Wisconsin 20 years, never got bitten by the Lyme tick, even though they were on me just about every single day for 20 years. Here on one day in Florida, and bam, there it was. So thank goodness I knew that I had been detoxing. I detox on a regular basis 4 times a year. So when I discovered which therapy would help me with getting over the Lyme, which is ozone therapy, then it was like, it just all came together very, very quickly. And that was 2010. Here we are, 2019. I have no symptoms of Lyme. I have no aches, no nothing. Now, I caught it early, but I really attribute that to doing a lot of detox as well. So when you do detox on a regular basis, the body doesn't hold on to it. It has a chance to rest and release the toxins. But I always advocate my three R's at the same time, which is to rebuild your immune system. Then you do the detox, but also the emotional, mental, spiritual rebalancing is very important. So to go back to what we talked about in the first segment, is that we talked about the colon and the things that could go wrong in the colon. But here's the deal. Whether it's the liver, the colon, any part of the body, if you're having a health challenge right now, which I know a lot of listeners either are challenged with something or are with a family who is challenged with something serious, then the challenge is then, well, hey, what are we going to do to move things along? Well, yes, we could do the physical detox. Yes, we could do things to rebuild the immune system. But that emotional, mental, spiritual part is also a very, very key component, which very few people talk about. So when people hold in their anger, their resentment, their grief, they're pissed off about life, if there's trauma they haven't dealt with, guess what? The colon holds on to that, and so does the liver, actually, and so does the whole body, really. And so it's very important to put this all together and say, okay, we're going to do a detox of everything. And so sometimes that means they have to go through a process of forgiveness. Sometimes it means a process of getting into a different mindset and getting aligned with what really needs to be done in your life. And when that happens, in combination with doing an actual detox, I have seen things coming out of people that was just absolutely buried deep, and they were struggling with their health challenges. Nothing worked. But when they combined that immune system part, the detox part, and the emotional, mental, spiritual part, within a few days, it was a done deal. They were absolutely feeling 1,000 times better. Their pain was gone, and they just were knowing that they knew they're on the right track. So I want to make sure that the listeners understand this is just not a one-size-fits-all, here's the program, see you later. It really is a combination of making sure that everybody has what they need, and they're doing it on a regular basis. When you do a good detox and clearing out those old negative things or things that have been worrisome or things that have been resentful or, you know, those things 3 to 4 times a year, and sometimes people call that a vacation, or they go on a retreat, or they go camping, or whatever it is, that's fine. But you really need to look at clearing everything out, not just going off to the beach and having a good time, but really allowing the body to clear on every single level. And that's where I get the best results. That's the one where that combination makes a difference.
You know, that makes sense. Mind-body, very important. Candace Pert was the one that discovered that and named it the, you know, mind-body medicine, psychoneuroendocrinology. She eventually stretched out the name. And I'm so glad that you emphasize the importance of centering, really cleansing your mind is what you're talking about when we talk about forgiveness. It's extremely important. And many times people say the forgiveness is really for yourself, not just for the other person. And that's kind of hard to grasp when we're in an angry mode. And anger is also expensive to the adrenals. And I always say to people, is that how you want to spend your adrenal money? I talk about the nutrient bank account and adrenal money. When you get angry, you're spending your adrenals. And do you really want to do that? It's easier said than done, right, Jeannie?
Yeah, for sure. It is one of the hardest part of healing. The emotional, mental, spiritual part is the hardest, but it's the most effective. I tell people that it's 2/3 of healing. So when I got the Lyme, for example, I knew. I mean, I'm a practitioner. I knew the repercussions of getting Lyme and all that that entails. But I was very clear. I was very focused. And I just went right away to figure out a game plan that included the therapies to build up my immune system and get rid of it. So it can be done. It's just a matter of having a good plan, having a good team to help you implement it. and then doing it on a consistent basis. And there you are. And that takes the fear away. It takes the worry away, the anxiety away. Because, of course, if you don't take those away, then what happens? It actually changes the pH of the body, you know, fear and worry, anxiety. There's a little pH scale. We call it the emotional pH scale, where when you see where fear and anxiety and worry and resentment and grief, those are all changing your pH to a very acid state. And then when you have love and joy and peace and laughter and having a great time, then guess what? You're more in an alkaline state. So it actually has been shown now to change that around. And what we want to make sure is people understand the whole scope of it and not just, oh, let's just take a few pills and figure this out. No, it's a little bit more than that.
Well, it is. I know sometimes giving the advice is a lot simpler than taking it and following it. But you're covering some really important aspects. Why is detoxing really not enough to heal? Now, you talked about the spiritual, the emotional, forgiveness. What else can we talk about that belongs in with detoxing?
Yeah, so when people are on a healing journey, and I work, again, like I said, mostly people with cancer, autoimmune, serious illnesses, that their immune system is really on a low end. So the first thing people will say when they call me is they'll say, can I do your detox program? And after I listen to them, many times what happens I hear is that they really are not strong enough. You know, if you've been through chemo, if you've been through a lot of antibiotics, or people have been on prednisone for a long, long time, all these things are things that really take the immune system down. And so, yes, it needs to be detoxed. So many people in my industry will say, oh, you got to detox right away. But if you're not strong enough, you might have to work on building the immune system first. So sometimes I actually just say, listen, why don't you just let's reassess what you're eating and what are you doing to take care of yourself? And are you in a peaceful state? Are you in a place where you're taking the right supplements to actually build up your immune system? Are you doing the home therapies that are going to rebuild your immune system? When you focus on the immune system first before you actually do the detox, it goes better. And that's because the body is strong enough. People don't realize how much work it takes to get rid of those toxins that have been stored up for years and years and years. So many people just, you know, want to go in and just like, oh, it's like a dirty house. I want to clean out my closets. I want to do all the cleaning right now, right here. But the body is just not always ready for that or not strong enough for that. And so it's important to understand that it takes time to get the immune system built up. I've had, for example, a woman who came in, she had a 4-stage breast cancer. And she was, you know, already doing all these good things and all that, but she had lost a lot of weight and was feeling weak. And I said, well, listen, why don't we work on your immune system and build that up first? And she said, okay, that sounds good. So when I told her, I said, well, let's give you more food instead of less food, because sometimes people restrict themselves too much. And I said, let's build up the food. Let's build up things that you could have. And let's do some things that are going to get you in that more peaceful state. Then it's almost like a breath of fresh air. It's like, oh, I get to do more things. I get to add things to my program. I get to do therapies that are actually relaxing and good for me. Then it feels better. And then your immune system gets stronger. So that is one of the most important things, is to understand that the immune system is the really only thing that really fights against cancer, autoimmune, all these serious health challenges that are being inundated with people nowadays, that the immune system is the strongest thing out there that will help the person to reverse their disease, but not necessarily detox. Something you have to think about and say, immune system stronger first? Am I feeling strong enough, or do I need to detox first? And then you take the plan of action.
Thank you for mentioning that, because other people tend to call it a healing crisis. And I say, if it's a healing crisis, it's a crisis and it can make you sick. And I've seen many people descend into almost a psychosis from trying to detox.
And I actually don't agree. Yeah. And just to jump in here, I'm one of those few people who don't believe in a healing crisis. I don't believe in the Herzheimer.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't deny that people go through it, but it's not necessary.
Thank you.
People who don't know how to get their immune system strong enough, they don't know how to get their body ready to do this major detox. And so then they just jump in and they just do. And a perfect example was Dr. Dan. I won't say his last name to protect his innocence. He was a great friend and chiropractor in Green Bay, Wisconsin, when I had my clinic, and he wanted to do my seven-day program. And I said, sure, Dan, come on in. And he just said, well, you know, the night before, I'm going to go and have my, you know, ice cream turtle sundae. I'm going to have a biggest steak I could find and mashed potatoes. And I said, Dan, don't do that. You're not going to do well on the day of your detox. No, no, it's my last day. So he didn't listen. And the next day, he got very, very sick. I mean, he got cramping, he got headaches, he just felt like he had the flu. And I warned him. I said, well, you chose this way, now you're going to feel it. And I said, it's not necessary. So now, though, I don't actually take anybody who does that because I know they're going to get sick. I just said, you have to have at least 3 days to get your body ready.
The proof is in the experience. So if you've just tuned
in,
listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, stay with us. We are talking about detoxification with Dr. Judy Seeger. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show quite often with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I'm your host for this hour. We are interviewing Dr. Judy Seeger, a naturopathic doctor with more than 30 years of experience in the field of natural complementary alternative medicine. And we're talking about detoxification strategies. And Dr. Seeger, you emphasize the importance of being strong enough to detox and building the immune system first so that it's not such a shock to the system. Talk to us about what you use to improve immunity and detoxification in the way of supplements.
Box of supplements that will say you're going to detox in the next 21 days. Those are supplements that, first of all, they've been sitting on the shelf for a long time. They don't really cover all the basics that your body really needs, and they just add a lot of things that make it look good, but not necessarily effective. And we want an effective detoxification. So I just say, look, let's just, again, get down to basics and talk about the liver, colon, liver, colon, liver, colon. Liver is the major organ, like we said, that helps to detoxify, filter toxins, and many, many other functions. And then the colon is where we wanted to go out and clear out the colon. So that is working at top-notch speed. So the best is just to use a couple of herbs. We mentioned about the bitter herbs. So bitter herbs would be like dandelion root. Now, you could go get some dandelion root or order it online and just make a tea and then drink it 2, 3, 4 times a day. And that helps to stimulate the liver. But then for the colon, taking something for the fiber and something to move the colon is also very beneficial. And then, of course, there's some therapies that we need to talk about later on. But the supplements are simple. It's something to clean the colon and move the colon. So that would be the psyllium is the fiber that helps to gather and start scrubbing out the inner walls of the colon. And then the simple herbs to help to move the colon along, such as cascara, the gratas, easy. Something that is like that you could, again, get as capsules. It's not very expensive. It's very easy to use. And then you use that every night during the detox. And that, just the colon, just the liver, is all I really recommend for herbs. I don't, and for supplements, I really don't recommend anything else because it's not necessary. After you're done with your detox, then it's very easy to go ahead and still have your bitter foods and having some beets and whatnot. But really, you don't want to detox heavily every single day, just in a light way. But when you're doing your 3-day detox, which is what I recommend, is simple. You pick a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You say, okay, I'm going to get my liver herbs together, my colon herbs together, figure out what therapies I'm doing, and then you go at it for 3 days. And that's it. And it's not that hard. It doesn't have to be a lot of supplements. I know some people believe in taking many, many different supplements, but I actually recommend taking a break from supplements because when I had my clinic, I had a lot of people who were taking 20 to 50 pills a day, and it's a little bit too much for the liver, actually. And so I say, listen, for 3 days, take a break and don't take anything. Just take something to get the liver and colon moving, and that's it. And people they feel better, they feel lighter, their body gets to rest, and their body gets to detox, and that's really what we're after.
And that's an important part of this whole detoxification strategy. Tell us about ozone therapy, because I think it's fascinating, and it seems to be gathering steam. There's much more interest in it today than there was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm very excited about talking about ozone because it was really started about 100 years ago by this guy named Friedrich Schönbein. And he found that this gas could be used for different things. And he started experimenting in the surgery room and finding that infections went down when he used it. And so over the years, they experimented more and more with it. And in World War One, they actually found the German soldiers who had been injured and shot during the war, when they used ozone therapy with them, they didn't get gangrene. And so it really picked up steam. And then Nikola Tesla created the first and patented the first ozone generator back in his day. So it's been around a long time, but like you say, it's just gathering steam. Ozone therapy is simply 3 oxygen molecules bound together. And those 3 molecules are created in nature by the sun and the ultraviolet rays of the sun, which split the atoms of the oxygen. And then they are floating around and some catch together and become oxygen and others bind 3 ways and become ozone. Now, of course, in the media, there's all kinds of bad news about ozone. Well, that's the ozone that's created by car pollution and corporations that have all their smoke coming into the air and ruining the stratosphere of the Earth. But in nature, it is there. When you go to the beach, the waves are churning up ozone. When there's a thunder and lightning storm, that's creating ozone. It's perfectly natural. It feels great. You feel wonderful. But when you're doing ozone therapy at home, what ozone therapy does is a little machine that is creating ozone from the oxygen tank that is attached to it. It's a whole little kit that comes together. And this little system can be used in different ways at home. What's the purpose of that? Again, anything and everything we can do to increase the immune system in the body is outstanding. And because ozone is three oxygen molecules together, then those three oxygen molecules could go after bad bacteria in your body, viruses, could go after yeast, mold, different things and toxins that are in the body that nothing else seems to kill. Because I've used all the supplements out there for over the years. Nothing has worked like the ozone therapy that I had in my clinic. And it worked. It's easy. You could use it five different ways at home. It's simple. And then along with detoxification, that's a powerful 1-2 combination. You're doing something to build up the immune system, something to clear out the toxins. It works really well. And when you do it together, that's when people are getting results.
Well, that's an excellent explanation, because I know many people find ozone therapy something that they can't grasp easily. And you've done a good job of explaining it. How should people use it, the ozone therapy, and how often?
Right. So there's five ways people could use it at home, and it's just a matter of deciding what you want to do. Some people want to use it in the easiest fashion. So it comes with a little ear scope. You could put it in your ears and run it just for a few minutes every day. And it helps for anything from thyroid issues, brain fog. It could help with clearing up the sinuses. Very safe, very easy to use. The side effects they have found after millions and millions of therapists have used it, mostly across Europe, and it's just now gaining traction here in the States, the side effects are 0.00007%. So there's like hardly any side effects with it whatsoever, which is lovely. But it really works better with detoxification because, again, as it's going into the ears, for example, and you're starting to clear out the mucus, if you have not detoxed, you're not going to feel so good. You got to get rid of some of those excess toxins before you even do the ozone. So that's why I encourage the both of using the ozone and the detox. That's why I run my program. So the ears are one way. Another way is on the skin. So let's say somebody has neuropathy or someone has psoriasis, eczema. It's a matter of putting a bag over the arms, the legs, wherever the issue is, and running the ozone about a half hour. And again, it's just going in there to build up the immune system so that it could go after the things that don't belong in there, the toxins that don't belong in there. Another way for women is to use it vaginally. Vaginally is very simple. You just put it in on a very small little tip. You put it in and you run it for 10 minutes and done deal. And again, it soaks the whole vaginal area, the whole reproductive area with ozone, soaks that in nice and rich with oxygen. So the body's like, ooh, I've got all this extra oxygen. I can now get rid of those toxins. Another way to use it is rectally. Guys, necessarily not the craziest about it, but when they see the tip, they're like, oh, this is easy. Just a little, it's smaller than a pencil tip. It's very, 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 very narrow. And you just put it in again for a few minutes and you let it go. And then the last way is using it with water. So you ozonate water, 5 minutes, you drink it down, and there you go. And it's great for indigestion issues, bloating, any type of intestinal tract issues. It works really well when you do it on a consistent basis. As always, with this, you have to be consistent. You have to do this typically 4 to 5 times a week in order to really get results. But once you're healed, then you don't have to do it as much.
Well, that's fascinating. I don't think we've talked about ozone therapy as often as we probably should. So I do appreciate your thorough explanation. And it's interesting. I did not realize that Europe was ahead of us. I'm not surprised they were ahead of us when it came to probiotics. They were ahead by decades, and we are still catching up. So very interesting. And you said that they're starting to sort of building up interest here in the States. Is it in the traditional medical community yet?
Yes, there are medical doctors now using it as IVs. It's called MAH, major autohemotherapy. That's the typical one that is very common. They have them just about in every state in the U.S. They work very well. I know when I had frozen shoulders, I had injuries to my body years ago, and it started coming out of my shoulders this year in January, actually. And I tried everything. I tried chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, and nothing really was working. They were quite inflamed. So I went to do an ozone injection called prolozone therapy, and within 10 minutes, it was healed. And it never came back on both shoulders. And I was like, okay, I'm convinced. So that worked for the pain. The challenge is it's very expensive. And the second challenge is it's hard to find ozone doctors. There's maybe only one or two per state. There's not that many out there yet, right? They're starting to pick up steam. They are starting to get their word out there. So I encourage people, look, get it yourself at home. Get it going so that you have your own little home healing center. Get your detox program going, and then you don't have to worry and you save money in the long run. And you could just do it when it's convenient for you. You don't have to be running to the doctors and doing all this stuff. Is it as effective as IVs? Some things, yes, like doing it rectally, doing the ozone rectally, is 97% as effective as having an IV.
Okay, so let's talk about this even more in the final segment. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Magnesium is needed for more than 30 chemical activations, from metabolizing food for energy to muscle contraction. Although it plays a massive role in the body, it's also one of the most common nutrient deficiencies. Pure Encapsulations Magnesium Glycinate offers a highly absorbable and gentle form of this important nutrient, free from artificial ingredients, gluten, and GMOs. This product is available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I've been your host for the hour, and we've been having an excellent conversation with Dr. Judy Seeger, who's a naturopathic doctor with more than 30 years of experience in the field of natural complementary alternative medicine. And we've been talking about detoxification, and she's given us many pieces of the importance of detoxifying the liver, the colon, what kinds of herbs to use, and we've covered ozone therapy. Talk to us, Dr. Seeger, about your retreats that you offer.
Right. So I've been in this, like I say, over 30 years. And what worked really well when I had my clinic was having people come and stay for a week and really get that going. But then when the clinic closed down in 2010, I said, well, let me get this thing going online. But people get lost as far as how to do it effectively. There's many detox programs online. There's many different coaches online, which is fantastic. I love seeing that. However, sometimes you just need somebody to handhold you through the first time to make sure that you're doing it right for you. And so I've done retreats on and off for many, many years, and I've brought them back. They're here in Florida. I'm right near West Palm Beach on the east side of Florida, where it's sunny and warm all year round. And the retreat is really not one of these yoga, vegetarian retreats. And nothing against them, but those are more relaxation retreats, which is great. This is a really hardcore, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a three-day deep dive detox. And in that 3 days, there's no food. And yes, sometimes some people are like, well, I don't know if I can handle it. We talk about it because each person who comes is a customized program. I've learned that, you know, we can set the foundation down and get them going, but when they get stuck and they're not seeing results in their healing, then it's very important to customize and figure out where the blockage is. So the detoxification retreat is where we really get into the whole understanding of, hey, what is it that you need exactly to detox? Liver, colon, yes, but maybe the skin needs to be detoxed. Maybe there needs to be more therapies done. Maybe there needs to be something done throughout the day. Like there's one woman who came with pain, and she had pain first thing in the morning and was to the point of being nauseous. So I showed her, this is what you do. We did three or four different things, and within an hour, the pain was gone, completely gone. And nobody got sick. Nobody gets sick when they do my detoxes, because we're also doing the ozone. So they do the detox, and we do the therapies, and we teach. And then we have some downtime. And then, of course, we do the ozone throughout the day. They're doing the ozone sauna. They're doing the ears. They're doing vaginal, rectal, everything. We're doing the whole thing. And by the end of the 3 days, people are seeing noticeable improvement, and they know what to do after. So I have a 90-day follow-up so that it's like, oh, okay, I go home, and I know what to do, but now I've got the family and I've got meals to make, and I'm not sure how to squeeze this in or which one I have to squeeze in. So we make sure that the follow-up is there and that people know exactly what needs to be done. So that's an important part. These retreats are very individualized, customized, with lots and lots of follow-up to make sure that the detoxification process is set up correctly and the ozone therapy is done correctly. And that is what gives the people the results, knowing how to do it right and then knowing how to do it when they go home. That follow-up is everything, it seems.
What is the name of the retreat site?
Yeah, so the website for that is called resetandreboot.com. Reset and reboot, because we're resetting the body and we're rebooting that immune system, right? So resetandreboot.com. And information is on there. We're having our next one come up in September. And it's very small. We only have a few people at a time so that we can make sure we take care of everybody and they have all the one-on-one that they need to get it going.
So that's resetandreboot.com.
Correct.
That is fascinating. Tell us some of the stories. Give us a few stories of individuals, patients that have responded very well.
Yeah, well, there's a few, that's for sure. The long list, actually. So we just had somebody here who's actually getting trained on the detox process, and she had a issue where her energy was going down, wasn't sleeping, and she was just distracted by life. And so she does a lot of speaking. She does a lot of advocacy work, and ended up that she just wasn't getting up to speed with her energy and letting, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm eating good, but oh, well, if I have to grab something quick, I'm going to do it, and was not taking care of herself. So she came down here and did a whole retreat, and where she actually did a detox in ozone. And she said, I have more energy than I know what to do with. I cannot believe how much energy I have, how much better I'm sleeping. Now, did she have headaches and did she have any detox symptoms? Everybody gets maybe a slight headache, maybe like on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 5. And so that just means that the detox is going too quickly. So we slow down the detox. We just gave her a little bit more to do, a little bit more ways to release the toxins. Headache was gone within the hour. Right. That's how quick this could go. You don't have to suffer for a whole day or 2 days, whatever. So she was one that saw the immediate relief in her energy and her sleep. We had another one I mentioned earlier who had a high level of pain. And so when she was in the sauna, for example, the challenge was that the pain was increased because of the heat. See, a lot of people don't know when you're in an inflammatory condition. It's important to get rid of the toxins through sweating. A lot of people go through infrared saunas and they sweat and have detox baths. That's great. However, if you're in an inflamed condition, you cannot do that. It's too much. You have to slow it down. So we would put her in ozone without the heat, and then we would do the ozone vaginally, and then we would give her the things that she needed throughout the day. Sometimes every hour on the hour, we would give her something, and next thing you know, the pain was gone. Another one had thyroid issues, and by the third day, she was just, you know, in 3 days of not eating, she was on the thinner side, and what happened is she didn't have enough in her. She was too thin, so it was like, okay, wait, let's fix this. So we immediately gave her what she needed. We added more smoothies, we added more juices, we added more things that brought her back. And again, within the hour, she was feeling fantastic. It was fine. So,
well, that again, must feel so good. You must feel so rewarded with what you're doing, and we'll have to have you back again. This is an interesting conversation, and we're at the end of our final segment, and I want to thank you for being with us. This has been fascinating, and Dr. Seeger, we'll have you back again.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you and your work and allowing me to be here to share the work that I'm doing. Thank you so much.
And I want to remind you, listeners, about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And this is such an appropriate book to talk about with regard to the detoxification that we talked about today with Dr. Seeger. And I do want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Now, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.